The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, April 6, 2023. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Wednesday strongly condemned the Israeli attack on Al-Aqsa Mosque and worshippers amid Ramadan. The Cuban minister claimed on Twitter that Israel's aggression is a real violation of international laws and added that these kinds of actions would deeply Palestinians' religious feeling and fuel up violence in the country. Israeli law enforcement on Wednesday forcibly moved away hundreds of Palestinians holding a vigil at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. According to Wafa News Agency, police officers fired tear gas into the building after several windows smashed, resulting in several suffocation cases. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society in Jerusalem condemned the law enforcement officers who blocked doctors to assist injured people, many of whom were arrested, while others were beaten. Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abulgeit condemned the Israeli police assault and called for a halt to the dangerous escalation on the occupied territories. Cuba confirmed on Wednesday 17 new COVID-19 cases, a slight increase compared to previous days after 450 PCR tests to determine the presence of SARS-CoV-2, which causes the disease, the public health ministry reported. So far, Cuba accumulates 14,339,006 tests with 1,112,870 positive cases since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country. It is noteworthy that for 8 months, Cuba has reported no deaths due to COVID-19, another sign of the epidemiological control and the effectiveness of the vaccines applied for the immunization of the entire population. The feasible mechanisms to reactivate bilateral economic collaboration were the focus of the talks held in Damascus between the Syrian Minister of Economy and Foreign Trade, Mohamed Samer Khalil, and the Cuban Ambassador Luis Mariano Fernandez Rodriguez. In a meeting held at the ministry's headquarters, both parties expressed their willingness to bring relations in the economic and commercial field to the excellent level of political ties. Mohamed Samer Khalil highlighted the quality and effectiveness of Cuban biotechnological products that arrived in Syria during the war years, particularly innovative medicines and vaccines against different types of diseases. In turn, the head of the Cuban diplomatic mission raised the reactivation of the proposal of the compensated agreement between the two countries and assured that Syria has products that the largest island of the Antilles needs and vice versa. Both parties agreed to continue contacts to specify steps that lead to promoting cooperation and exchange for the benefit of their people. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Wednesday thanked Paraguay for sending a 7-ton medicine and supply donation. On Twitter, the Cuban minister extended to Foreign Minister Julio César Arriola and Public Health and Social Welfare Ministry his gratitude. This donation marks Paraguay's extended collaboration to Cuba, given the current situation the Cuban people is going through to access medicines and medical supplies. The Russian Vice Foreign Minister for Africa and the Middle East, Mikhail Bogdanov, discussed in Moscow along with the Cuban ambassador, Julio Garmendia, the preparations for the second Russia-Africa summit scheduled for July in St. Petersburg. During the meeting, there was a confidential exchange of views on the current Middle East agenda, with special attention to the settlement in Western Sahara on the basis of the corresponding United Nations Security Council resolutions. The main issues that will be addressed at the second Russia-Africa summit at the initiative of President Vladimir Putin were also mentioned, the Russian Foreign Ministry reported. The foreign agency specified that the meeting was held at the initiative of the Cuban side. And in the international agenda, we have that. Ecuadorian legislators warned about the delay in the impeachment process against President Guillermo Lasso, who is still awaiting formal notification of the start of the procedure. Three of the officers requesting the impeachment, Assembly members Viviana Veloz, Mireya Pazmiño, and Pedro Zapata, demanded that the chief executive be notified without conditions or delays. The intention to extend the prosecution against Lasso is evident, Veloz tweeted, and rejected the arrogation of functions and powers of the president of the commission. On the same issue, Pedro Zapata declared that he does not understand what the president of the commission is playing at, with a man being accused of giving the defense 72 hours to present the inferences and evidence related only to the accusations of embezzlement, without mentioning the crime of bribery, which was dismissed by the Constitutional Court. The authorization to initiate the prosecution of Lasso for the crime of embezzlement has been in the National Assembly for a week, and the accused is yet to receive a formal notification. Meanwhile, Latin America and the Caribbean paid attention to the proposal made by the Bolivian president, Luis Arce, who suggested boosting foreign trade on a regional scale using local currency. One of the issues that weaken us and that has been making it impossible for us to expand trade among ourselves is foreign currency, said the dignitary on Wednesday during the anti-inflationary forum convened by his Mexican counterpart, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Arce added that the obstacle is the availability of currency, which we have to pay more off for the foreign debt than the interest rate abroad. On this basis, he considered that this issue of payments in national currency, as Argentina does with China, and other types of payments that Comrade Lula has also proposed in his campaign to have a common currency, are the issues that we must deepen so as to advance at a greater speed in trade between us. Arce intervened in the virtual forum which his counterparts from Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Honduras, and Mexico participated, as well as authorities from Belize, Ecuador, Venezuela, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.